KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Traffic has been brought to a standstill on the R61 in Port Edward on the south coast. It's understood that the road at the Umtambuna Bridge, travelling towards the Eastern Cape, has been obstructed by trucks and taxis. It's unknown at this stage what the issue is. The road traffic inspector Cindy Msamang says their officers are there.
The taxis have completely closed the routes and the heavy motor vehicles are being stacked at Orebe Toll Plaza and South Brom. The reason for this road closure is currently unknown. We just want to advise road users to use alternative routes.
In Durban, the search for a man who is presumed to have drowned on the beachfront has entered its fourth day. The National Sea Rescue Institute's Craig Lemonon says they were called out on Monday after eyewitnesses saw the man disappear near Blue Lagoon.
Police Search and Rescue and Metro Police Search and Rescue, assisted by NSR Durban and by Etiquini Lifeguards, continued ongoing search efforts on Tuesday, 17th of December. The search efforts for the missing man are ongoing.
The NPA's Asset Forfeiture Unit has seized a vehicle allegedly used in an extortion case in Durban's Clear Estate area. The Durban High Court yesterday granted the AFU a preservation order to take the vehicle belonging to Qebo Mhlongo. Mhlongo and three other accused face charges of extortion, intimidation and attempted murder. Spokesperson for the National Prosecuting Authority in KZN, Natasha Kara, says the incident occurred in September.
The owner of the motor vehicle and his co-accused, claiming to be members of a business forum, allegedly went to a construction site in the Clear Estate area, demanding to see management regarding payment. The vehicle was seized on the basis that it was instrumental in the commission of the offence. The vehicle will remain in the custody of the curator, pending a forfeiture application.
And in West Africa, Ghana's Supreme Court has paved the way for a contested bill severely curtailing LGBTQ rights to become law after rejecting two bids to overturn it. Lawmakers approved the Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill in February, drawing international condemnation despite gaining wide public support in the conservative West African country. The proposed legislation stipulates jail terms of up to 3 years for engaging in same-sex relations. And in the U.S., a hunter has died after a bear shot by his partner fell on him. The bear had run up a tree to get away from the hunters when it was shot and fell onto 58-year-old Lester Harvey. Your top story this hour. Traffic has been brought to a standstill on the R61 in Port Edward on the south coast. It's understood that the road at the Umtambuna Bridge, travelling towards the Eastern Cape, has been obstructed by trucks and taxis. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.